Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Thanks for coming back to Locked On Universe. Just wanted to let you guys know that Anchor now is allowing you to become part of the Locked On Universe experience by becoming part of the subscription. We're only charging $1.99 currently, and we want you to be part of the experience. We're going to offer unheard of whistleblower testimony, as well as government insider information, as well as folks who have undergone hypnotic regression and told us their story. So please tune into that. If you are interested for deeper cuts and deeper information, please consider being part of the subscription. It's only $1.99 and it's definitely worth it. So join in. Let's get to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. I just came across an article, and since I had just done a podcast talking about Jesse Ventura and his show, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, I wanted to make sure that I covered this because we've talked a lot in the past about shows that have been canceled because what we believe are notorious, nefarious purposes, shows that are meant to get the word out and the truth out, and however, they have been canceled for some variety of reason. Even though they're at the peak of their show's popularity, they're drawing millions of viewers each week, for some reason, the network decides to cancel them, and you can say, well, that happens with other shows, and that happens all the time. Well, it happens to some shows, but if you have a show that has millions upon millions upon millions of people watching it, guess what? People, all the execs care about are ratings. That's all they care about. That's their primary mission, is to get ratings so they can charge a premium for their advertising and get that ever-popular, ever-needed dollar. So I came across an article that was run by the Atlantic, actually, which is a very reputable source, and it states that Jesse Ventura suspects a conspiracy about his show about conspiracies, and it was written all the way back in December 17th, 2012. As you guys know, the show ran from, I believe it was 2007 to 2010-11, and what was cool was, like, in this article, they were super fans. You can tell the people that wrote this article were definitely fans. They talked about, you know, one of the most, you know, well-known people in America, Jesse Ventura, a bodybuilder, a movie star, a governor, and then a conspiracy theorist, television show host, you know, is one of the most, you know, well-known people in America. And in the third season of the show, they say the show hit its stride. Before, they had kind of two lackluster investigators with Ventura, and then they were replaced by Ventura's son, Tyrell, and interestingly enough, Oliver Stone's son, Sean. And the chemistry, they say, is great. They say that Tyrell wore this, like, Humphrey Bogart, like, outfit, Sean Stone was, like, the leather-clad, rebellious, guy who only went on the dangerous missions. And then they had a third investigator who was a British, West African with a posh accent, and was a member of the British Empire, which is a step below knighthood, which is interesting. So, and of course, the subject matter obviously was presented with a bunch of flair, a bunch of great, direction, just like the show UFO Hunters. It was so fascinating, so fun to watch, and I just couldn't stop watching it either. I watched UFO Hunters just a little bit more, but I want to dig into conspiracy theories, because they went all out, you know. I mean, they dug into this stuff, and Ventura, when he gets in your face, you know, he's getting out there trying to get this information. People are intimidated by this guy. They want to divulge the information. So, moving forward in this article, they said, obviously the show is super entertaining. It was a blockbuster for cable. At least 1.5 million people watched the premiere of each episode, and many more of them watched the series reruns. So, even though the show had a goofy appeal, they say, that something struck real with many of the viewers, and it took on its own history. And Ventura is definitely convinced that someone was out to shut the show down. Now, what's interesting is the writers of this article state that he was able to talk about everything from reptilians running the country to UFOs, but the second he talked about the military state, the police state, that's when Ventura believes he was shut down. And he started talking about like the FEMA camps and that they were going to institute martial law and things like that. Now, isn't it interesting? That's kind of around the same time that he was talking about the vaccines with the doctor that we had talked about in the previous podcast, and that he believes that it was shut down due to some of that episode, as well as an episode called Police State, where they spliced in some World War II footage, concentration camp stuff, and they implied that FEMA was about to institute martial law, which is interesting because that is kind of where we are in history right now. So the team explored a network of government centers, including data mining software, and they combed through intelligence gathered by federal agencies. They presumed to look for potential terror suspects as well. They said that they had software that might flag someone whose emails to Pakistan mentioned crop spraying, which are the precursors for like some gas weaponry and that kind of thing. So they interviewed Ron Paul, right, who's a supporter, or a young Ron Paul supporter, I should say, who was put on a government watch list for no reason. Now, Ron Paul, you know, he's this guy that's out there digging into Fauci, right? He's like blaming Fauci basically for gain-of-function research with the coronavirus, and he's basically kind of blaming Fauci for the virus itself and for the research that was done that could have potentially have led to the coronavirus's release in Wuhan, even though we know it wasn't released in Wuhan. That's kind of where Ron Paul is going. So the team also infiltrated a storage facility containing hundreds of thousands of plastic grave liners. He did this with Alex Jones, actually, and it was a really interesting episode because I think it was down in Georgia, and they had infiltrated this outside FEMA camp base, and there were hundreds of thousands of black liners for human-sized bodies. And, you know, it was really fascinating because I remember being, you know, younger and watching this episode in 2009, and I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe, but, you know, that's just like pie-in-the-sky stuff. These guys aren't, you know, that couldn't really happen, or, you know, why would it happen? Well, now we're in a period of history where that could happen. You know, if they did institute martial law, or there was a civil war, or, you know, whatever the case was, or more people die, they're going to need those 100,000 liners easily, if not many more. That episode really strikes home to me. If you get a chance, try to find it. The next stop was a pair of mysterious government installations that looked like prisons and also had playgrounds attached to them, which is really interesting. And these installations made Ventura actually fly out to Washington, D.C. to confront the authors of a bill, H.R. 645, that authorized FEMA to designate military bases as national emergency centers. So you see where this is going. Many people, you know, saw like 5-10 years ago, all these Walmarts, right? And they were closing down, and Walmart would open up another store, but like on the opposite side of town, a much bigger super center. And these previous Walmarts were just shut down, but they had cameras installed, and then they started being used for like other purposes, but they were just blacked out. Nothing, there was no signage up, there was no other business going up. It was just they had cameras outside, and sometimes they'd have fencing around it. I know this happened in the Chicagoland area because I saw it myself, you know, and maybe you've seen it in other areas. So, I mean, is it possible that they were going to use some of these shut down Walmarts for that purpose? Maybe some of these shut down malls for these purposes, you know, to isolate people and to, you know, do whatever they're going to do if there is martial law. So, you know, going back to Ventura's show being canceled, he stated that it's clear that they're doing everything they can to make it a failure so they don't have to renew it. And he said that the they that he is saying is pretty vaguely defined. So there was a bunch of people that actually refused to meet with Ventura. They didn't want to be put on his show, which is interesting. I mean, you know, these politicians should be able to defend themselves if need be, but they were too afraid to go on his show. So a typical episode gets rerun dozens of times, you know, for the conspiracy theory show. However, Police State, the episode titled Police State, aired one time and then never again. So obviously it's circulating on YouTube, and some users say that it's banned. However, it was never shown again after being aired initially. And this is kind of the same scenario with the UFO Hunters case, where they showed one episode in particular. I believe it was about, I'm almost 100% sure it was about hybrids being found in cattle. Hybrid humans being found in cattle on Earth. And it got so weird that, like, I don't know if whichever channel was hosting at the time, History, if it was so weird, they were just like, ah, we got to shut this down. Or if they got too close to the truth, because they were finding human hybrid aliens inside of these cattle. It was really bizarre. And they had pictures to prove it. And they were meeting with one of their, you know, insiders. I think it might have been Utah Dave. And it was really, really fascinating. But this Prison State episode did not repeat after its initial telecast because of scheduling considerations. But Ventura thinks that it's more than that, and he likened it to MSNBC's cancellation of the Donahue show in 2003, where Phil Donahue insinuated that his anti-war stance was responsible for his firing. And an NBC executive told the New York Times that the show's cost and disappointing ratings were to blame. However, he's taken issue with that. And he points out that the episode that he and the team filmed for this season, about whether the TSA's full body scanners were carcinogenic, was shelved by network execs. He said it's clear that they're doing everything they can to make it a failure. That, you know, they had an episode where they could have filmed it. It was just shelved. You know, just another episode, right? Just one more episode. They could have made money off of that. They already had the sponsors in place, but they shelved it. So why shelf it, right? So again, he just continues to be very conspicuous about why they canceled him. He said, look at what the facts are. He said the FEMA show was taken off after airing only one time. And the TSA show, again, we completed the entire show and they chose not to air it. Somebody on their end made a decision. They've chosen not to air it. True TV, the network, did what they did. Who influenced True TV to do that, I do not know. So, you know, that's the speculation that he and Alex Jones as well believe that an elite cabal of globalists, mostly scions of the old British banking families, are using the Federal Reserve to take over the U.S. So it gets kind of deep. Alex Jones was a frequent guest on the Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. You know, again, just kind of goes to show that you know, these guys are on kind of the same page. And, you know, Alex was really surprised that they actually canceled his show. Now, Alex has his own network, so he can't get canceled. And he's got his own, you know, website, so he can host his own podcast and that kind of thing, and his own, you know, vlogcasts, and actual television shows. But the implications for the Sinister Motives for canceling cable TV shows is really interesting, because it wasn't just his show, but it was also the UFO Hunter show and many other UFO shows. The only UFO shows or conspiracy shows that they allow now are Ancient Aliens, where they're talking about aliens in the past. It's like they're trying to give us a history lesson, but they don't want us to think that aliens or conspiracies are continually going to this very day. And that is the true concern here, is that do we have free speech, or are we under some sort of authoritarian dictatorship of what we can see and what we can't see, and how they're trying to control the media, and how they're trying to control what we're able to gather for informational purposes to make up our own minds. You should be able to make up your own mind. You should be able to make up your own decisions based upon information given to you. And so stay aware, stay awake. You know, if you hear information from somebody else, chances are it may be true. Do your research, right? We hear people talking about these different things that are going on with the government all the time. People push it aside, but until you do the research, until you learn about it, maybe you have to wait 10 years like Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura did and the doctor did, but then all of a sudden we're starting to see some of these things actually coming into fruition and coming true. And that is kind of where it becomes prophetic and kind of scary. So keep your eyes open, guys. And anyway, continue to take care of yourselves and your loved ones. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, but take care of your loved ones. Enjoy your life. Live your life. Follow your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Take care of yourselves spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Do what you need to do for yourselves. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.